Well, good morning. It is, what is it? 7:23 a.m. on a mostly cloudy morning. May the 8th, 2026. On the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado, 50 chilly, wet degrees this morning. It was raining not too long ago. Rain stopped. We might get another scratch. Sorry, scratching on the microphone. We might get another little freshet before I get back. I'm in a dry spot at the moment. I can see a lot of Virga off to the west, and it's coming this way. So we'll see. I might get wet. Tragic. Not really. So yesterday was, as far as the walk goes, yesterday was a bust. I should have gone out at 8. I didn't want to because I knew the sprinkler guys were coming. And I didn't know what time. And it turns out they didn't show up until noon. 12:30. Which was real late. And it took all afternoon to get the irrigation system put back together from what was apparently a rough winter on the various nozzles. They had to replace two and dig up and clean out three, but they got it going. First world problems, keeping your lawn from drying up and incurring the wrath of the homeowner association and then, by extension, the city. So today I have the tree pruning company come. They're going to clean up some rather overgrown Mugo pines that are impinging on the sidewalk, which is a code violation for the city. So I have to clear that up for sure. There's a bunch of weeds, which is also, turns out, a code violation for the city. So I have last month, the hiatus at the last of the month last month was the actual physical cleanup that the kid and I did on the public facing portions of the property. The majority of it is behind a 6-foot fence. And what we do back there is none of the city's business. Although, if they see something, they will cite it. So we cleaned out what we could, what we had the strength and knowledge and tools to do. And we've hired a company I've worked with before to deal with the rest of it. And that's happening today, in theory. Given the snow, I can't believe the snow. Jeez. Got up to 2 inches of snow the other day. Nothing stuck. It didn't stick on anything that was concrete or macadam, but but the grass was covered. The neighbor's roof was covered. I suspect my roof was covered too. I did not go out to look. I don't think I went out at all. I didn't even check the mail. I stayed in where it was at least snuggly and warm. So this should be about the end of the saga of Nate gets sighted by the city. I hope I'm putting in the appropriate amount of good faith effort to demonstrate that I am not intentionally a scofflaw. Trying to be a good citizen. In the middle of all this, I got heard from the Kia dealership, and the Kia parts are in. They have to be painted, but next week or the week after, I'll have to take the car and have it all installed. And the Kia will be back up to snuff after my tragic run-in with, oddly enough, the same Mugo Pine that is being butchered today, taking my revenge. Not really. I really need to thin that tree out. I can't see through it when I'm backing out the driveway. It's right at the end of the driveway. So if somebody has started coming down the street while I'm backing out, and they get behind that pine, I can't see through it. And that's a hazard. And I've been unable to get in there to thin it out enough. This will be Men with Chainsaw Day. It will get thinned down. In baking news, I was able to replicate my potato sandwich bread. And it came out good the second time. And my starter is still smelling beery, yeasty. But it's also ripe. I need to bake today. So I'm going to try to make a loaf that is my standard bake, that is without all the sugar, without any sugar, all the sugar, I don't have any sugar. The sandwich loaf needed, well, I put 20 grams of sugar in it, it probably only needed 10, but it really... The AP flour is not built for bread. It does a good job. Don't get me wrong. It does a good job. But my whole wheat, my 50-50 wheat bread, which is 50% whole wheat, 50% bread flour, no added sugar. Salt, water, yeast. So if the yeast is the water, the spud water, can I make this what amounts to sourdough, finally, that my burnt out taste buds not only accept but enjoy? That's the question. I mean, I still have the better part of 2 pounds of yeast in my fridge. Commercial yeast, staff. I got 1 pound of Red Label, 1 pound of Gold Label. The Gold Label is so good. Oh my God. Oh my God. The Gold Label is... it really does add a little different flavor. The slower, although I haven't noticed it was terribly that much slower, development and probably a slightly different strain of yeast imparts a just ever so little bit of flavor differential, and I can actually taste the difference between the two breads. So it's not a big amount, but it's enough that it registers. But once I get the guys going on the backyard, I will bake. Coming up on it, get ready, stay with me. I'm on the post. I will break out the laboratory equipment, scales, I've got a new process for creating the sponge. For those who have missed it, the sponge is a step in the dough construction where I put in all the liquid and half the flour. That's the point where the yeast goes in. And I get it mixed up. It turns into something nearing pancake dough. A little bit thicker. At 65%, it's a little bit thicker than pancake dough. And with the potato yeast, it's probably going to be just a skosh thicker still. I noticed that when I was building the sponge for the sandwich loaf. The amount of liquid is not exactly half. It's not exactly what I expected from the consistency I'd get with straight water. And that sounds really weird, but I have baked so much bread over the course of the last few years that the dough tells me. I can tell when I measured something wrong or that something isn't working just by the feel of the dough. And in this case, the consistency of the sponge. So anyway, I give that yeast a time to spread through the flour mass. And it creates kind of a sponge. The little bubbles pop, and it looks like a sponge. It's very, very puffy. Lots of little holes. Very sponge-like. So then the next step, about 30 minutes to an hour later, adding the rest of the ingredients to make the dough, which is the rest of the flour and the salt. My standard bake is 1,000 grams, a kilogram of flour total, and 20 grams of salt. I use kosher salt. Coarse kosher salt works good. Works fine. And my normal hydration is 65%. So a sample loaf, a single, what I call a single bake, is a single loaf, is 500 grams. So it'll be 250 grams of whole wheat, 250 grams of King Arthur organic bread flour. And so what I used to do was start with the bread flour and make the sponge, but using the whole wheat first gives a very different texture. It's much more spongy. It's much spongier. And I think it has to do with the differentiation, the differential between what, how fast the water gets into the whole wheat flour versus bread flour. And giving the whole wheat a little extra time, give it an extra hour to get really wet, to absorb the water and get the yeast chewing on it, starting to break down the bran a little more. I think it comes out nicer. I just started doing that in my regular bakes. And it worked really well. So I want to try it. I want to try it with the spud water and see what I do, see how it works out. It was cold in the kitchen the other day. I'm laughing because I wanted a proofing box because the kitchen was a little cold. It was 68 degrees. And that's a little bit cold. So I wanted a proofing box. And I was looked at them online. And like, oh, Jesus, I'm not going to buy another $50 piece of equipment that I'm going to use. Once a week, maybe. So I started looking around and thought, well, if I had a heating pad, I could put the bowl on a heating pad. There's a technique where you turn the oven on 200 degrees for 2 minutes and then shut it off and use the oven as a proofing box, which is something that I've done before. And I thought, that seems fraught with peril. So I realized the metal mixing bowl, it's a large stainless steel bowl, fits inside my Corningware, the largest of my Corningware bowls. I have a set of nesting bowls, heavy china Corningware. And I thought, if I heat up that Corningware and then put the metal dish inside it, I did that and I managed to bring the dough temperature up from a bare 70 degrees to 84, and the dough loved it. The problem is that with the sandwich loaf, I kind of need to do that. I need to get it to puff up. I need to get it to do its thing. But for the regular loaf, standing water, oh, interesting. It's a little puddle. There's a low spot here. The water's just standing. Anyway, the normal bake, I really need to watch the glycemic index. And the idea of going with sourdough is that it has a lower glycemic index than a commercial yeast dough. And in my case, much less sugar. And the slow fermentation of a sourdough eats up the carbs, eats up the sugars in the flour better than a commercial yeast that rises really quickly and bulks up before it finishes chewing on the yeast, which is why sourdough has a lower glycemic index. And the glycemic index plays into my A1C. Which I need to get under control again. So for the normal bake, I don't want it to rise fast. I want it to go slowly. I want to give the yeast time to chew up as much of the sugar in the dough as I can. So what I'm left with is a bread that's got less sugar because the yeast ate it and turned it into air bubbles, which caused the bread to rise. Chemistry. Woo-hoo. So I'm going to try today to see if I can do... I'm running out of bread. I baked 3 loaves at once, and now it's running out, and it's like, oh. I do have a frozen loaf, sir, just in case of emergencies, I can break it out, but I want to see if I can get this new loaf baked today, or perhaps tomorrow morning, so we'll have fresh bread in the classic recipe that I have grown to appreciate. But look, I made it. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. It's a 3-day. If I'm going to do this right, I should walk tomorrow. I don't know if I will. We'll see how I feel tomorrow. We'll see what the weather's like tomorrow. See how I'm doing tomorrow. But the day after is not a 3-day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.